Hey, good morning. Welcome to the January 26th, 2014 edition. And I'm just going to have to hope that the transmission, because I did hear it when I got close to the station. I did hear the signal come in. But that doesn't mean it's not going to go away again. I hope anyone who's listening will let me know if any of my fellow pirates are actually listening over the air. I was told a sad reality recently that the internet stream can only handle 25 people at once. I mean, whoa, that was a reality check. Anyway, I don't know, and I don't have anyone checking in. Anyway. I know you tuned in just to see what kind of ass I can make of myself this day. All right, but thank goodness that I have some backup here. The ancestors who have some critical knowledge that have stood all of us in good stead. And we're going to express some gratitude to Miklos Neasley, as we have been in recent weeks, for being an eyewitness to what power does when it strides out in the open and doesn't have to hide beneath layers and layers and layers of propaganda, of media control, when it can just let its hair down. You know, those who ain't bald heads, which a lot of them seem to be. I'm starting to appreciate that Bob Marley song. I mean, it's taking on a whole new layer of meaning. Anyway, the man forced open my busted car door. And this happened just this past Friday afternoon, January 24. I have to actually go to my car to write and read. And as I've said before on this program, I just listen to my body and aching head and all the assorted symptoms I get. And I suspect intention is involved here. Though again, power depends on staying hidden. I suspect some folks are trying to so damage my car that I can't use it, knowing that my mobility has been life-saving. Two different Mercedes have hit my car in recent weeks, and of course there's been four separate instances of tire slashing, multiple tires involved in one of those. I don't think this is just a series of coincidences in my 23 years living where I'm living now. I managed to scrape through unscathed, you know, minus a little dent or two, but particularly since the show has been going out the last year and a half, a little bit even before then, but so there has been, and I cannot tell you how often I express gratitude that I have the bedroom vehicle, and I suspect that anyway, let me just continue on. I don't want to get off on a ramble here. Although it seemed to be anyway.